Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first. On this Friday comes word that the airlines will be price gouging over the holiday travel season. And why not? The Department of Transportation, led by the always energetic Pete Buttigieg, lets the plane companies do pretty much what they want. And what they want is to provide terrible service at the highest price possible. In most other industries, that strategy would lead to failure. Customers would go elsewhere. But we cannot do that in many travel situations because flying options are limited in the unfriendly skies. Now, the feds are supposed to oversee the situation to make sure travelers don't get hosed. But Pete will not do that, and no one can make him. So, we customers pay good money to be tortured, at least in many cases. In December, it snows in much of America. The airlines often cannot get off the ground if it's cloudy. So do the math. So far this year, more than 100,000 flights have been canceled in the USA. 100,000. And a Merry Christmas to all. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hitch a ride on Santa's sleigh. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.